There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're talking about the upcoming International Conference for Inclusive Employment and Occupational Learning. Our guest today is Dr. Hisham Al-Sagbini, the CEO of Qualifications House UK. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Just a little bit of info about this, really, I guess. The Dubai Community Development Authority has invited researchers, academics, experts in the field of vocational training and inclusive employment to submit research papers to be presented. And that's during the first International Conference in Inclusive Employment and Occupational Learning 2017. It kicks off on December the 10th and it runs over to December the 11th. If you can, Dr. Hisham, tell us a little bit about the conference. This is something that you've been here in the UAE working on for some time. Give us a flavour of what people can expect. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you really for having me here. Well, the idea of the conference started about 2 years or 3 years ago when we started setting up our operations here in the UAE. So the whole idea started with the fact that there isn't a research database that focuses particularly on people with discrimination, people with disabilities. So we thought basically that what we can do is bring everybody on board, create a whole new platform where we can have the government, where we have practitioners, and most importantly, where we have researchers. So we're trying to tackle the issues of inclusive employment and the challenge that face people with discrimination in a scientific, research-oriented approach. In fact, up until this point, we managed to receive around 15 research papers that focus on research in the UAE, that focus on the challenges that face people with discrimination and people with disability in the UAE in general, which was great.
And the conference, I suppose, is to highlight that and to move this forward, because one of the aims, I suppose, and this is certainly one of the aims of the government, is to establish Dubai as a disability-friendly city. And that's what by 2020, so we're 2.5, 3
Absolutely.
Years away, aren't we?
Absolutely, Tom. I mean, I think the main driving notion of the conference really is to set the theme up for having Dubai as a disability-friendly city by the year 2020. And to do that, of course, there are lots of things to be done, not only in terms of the infrastructure, but in terms of the awareness as well. And, well, since the first day we started operations here, we faced lots of issues related to the availability of data, the availability of, you know, solutions and the readiness of the workplace. And that's another important area that we had to tackle. Mm. So, the ultimate aim of the conference, really, is not only to collect papers, but also to ignite the research engine, promoting that sector of the economy and their role that they can play in the economy in general. And I think that's a sector that wasn't given a lot of attention in terms of research, academic research in universities. So that's why, we are actually working hard on this conference.
I guess that there's a lot of people willing to try and make Dubai more disability friendly, but it's a case of harnessing that energy and encouraging people to work together. Now, this is sponsored by the Community Development Authority and the UK's Qualification House. You're a CEO of Qualifications House. Just let us know how that fits in, because you operate in the UK, you operate here. Yeah. So what's the role with this project in particular?
Well, our role mainly is to bring the best practices and benchmarks that basically we are currently running in the UK over here. So a Qualifications House, initially as a professional entity that focuses on special needs education, we operate as a group in different parts of the world. So we operate in South Africa, we operate in Dubai, and we also operate, of course, in the UK. In the group, we have a training arm, and obviously that training arm focused ultimately in the past year on training people with special needs, so people with determination. What we bring really is the best practices in the UK. We bring as well the connections with the UK universities. There were lots of research work being done in many universities that we worked with before in the UK, including University of Northampton, University of Bedfordshire. We are ultimately trying to bring the same experience here, and we are also calling for all local universities to take part in this research engine.
And it really is a first, isn't it? It's the first time that you've actually been able to collate real research that you're going to be discussing.
Absolutely. And that's actually the main differentiator of the conference. There are lots of events that took place the past year that talk about people with determination, their role in the economy. And what we're trying to achieve really is bring about a real kind of fundamental change in the community, not only in terms of the data collection and the readiness of the workplace, but also in terms of the mindsets of individuals. You know, the stigma associated with disability is something that basically we need to work hard on.
Well, I was going to say that attitudes is something that really needs to be worked on, isn't it? Social attitudes, I'm getting at.
That's exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the major challenges that we face. I mean, in terms of infrastructure, the Dubai Code has been passed, and obviously it's going to be implemented very soon. So the real work really is in the social aspect of things.
Yeah.
And to drive real change in the community, you have really to incorporate research, because obviously to convince people you need to have a scientific base that, you know, you can relate to, and that's what we're trying to achieve. It's a lot of work. It's not a one-off event. It's a process, and obviously it doesn't stop at this conference. It should continue in the future as well. So we have more editions of the conference coming up in the years ahead.
And just finally, how receptive have sort of the education institutes and the companies been to this conference? Are people sort of ringing you up saying, can we take part? Can we be a part of this conversation?
We are very thankful to the role that this Community Development Authority played, in making our life much easier in terms of putting it in touch with universities and institutions. We are working as well in partnership with the Mohammed bin Rashid Knowledge Foundation, which also has a very strong base in terms of academic institutions regionally as well. In terms of local institutions, yes, there has been some response. We are hoping to ignite more interest. We are hoping to collect more research. What we are trying to do really is to focus on local research. We don't want to bring the research from the UK. We want to drive local internal research in the country, and that's what we are hoping to achieve with local institutions. So there's plenty of work left. There are plenty of things that we need to do.
I bet there is.
Yeah. But this is only a start.
Well, it's a pretty decent start as far as we can tell. Dr. Hisham Al-Sagmini is the CEO of Qualifications House in the UK. Here, you've been planning this for over a year. I know that here in the UK. You do have a base here as well. But the International Conference on Inclusive Employment and Occupational Learning is on next Sunday and Monday, December the 10th and the 11th. Hopefully we can get some of the research here and look at that in some more detail. Dr. Hisham, really good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.